serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity Online Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real with host Ray Zander. Get ready to expand your life, your knowing, your alignment with Source.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. And we're awake. This is Ray and...
and Heather.
Hello, Heather, and welcome to
Welcome
to our metaphysical porch as we sit and easily rock in our chairs. And because it's summertime, we're drinking lemonade. And we're just deciding how the world should work for us. Anyone want to join us? We're here to talk about the law of attraction, but in a way maybe that you've never heard before, because we talk about it in a daily nitty gritty, how is this going to make my life better? Because I got a lot of things to do kind of way. We're not fooling around. We're working moms. We are business people. We are husbands, wives, girlfriends, and we are really trying to understand these principles and laws in a way that allows us to have more joy. My hope for this hour is that it's something in this time that we spend together will give you some relief, will give you a, because truly I think we have so much going on and we're trying to make so much happen. And, you know, adding, oh yeah, I got to create my reality to my list of things to do can kind of make you a little crazy, don't you think, Heather?
Yeah, and then that, like, oh, you know, that controlling, too, that a lot of us are wanting to get away from, to being controlled.
Exactly. It's like, okay, I want to release to spirit, I want to release to the divine, and now I'm creating my reality. Crap. Now I have to do that, too?
And even just the language, you know, like, oh, the pushing and the... you know, chasing, the running, the all the words that we use.
Yes, and the affirming, the obsessive affirming. I must affirm 10 times a day or something terrible will happen. So what we want to do on this show is to find ways to relax, find ways to release resistance, find ways to call everything that's happening in our lives perfect, that everything that is unfolding has an opportunity. As our friend Jerry says, there's a pony in there somewhere. So just relax. And we're here to really dig for silver, which is what I actually quoted in my little ebook that we mentioned on the show last week, and I'm going to plug it again. So I wrote a little ebook, and you can get it on Amazon for a big fat 99 cents. Go crazy. And and one of my principles that I talked about, and this is something obviously right from the Abraham's book, is this idea of just digging for silver all day long, you know, and I'm only going to give attention to things that feel good. And I'm going to dig for, you know, what's working, what is working, what is going my way, where can I focus to remind myself of the abundance that is already present? Even my very breath is evidence of the divine's ability to hold me and guide me. And I'm floating literally on this planet in the midst of this solar system, and to release to that knowing. And it's powerful to look for that evidence.
Yeah.
Instead of the evidence of how hard things are and how difficult things are. And that's really the theme of our show today is, you know, what is action versus effort? And I think it's so important that we get this part, because there is obviously delicious action involved in being physical. You know, we're not here to just sit on the couch and wait for things to evolve like we're in some sort of bizarre movie. But when efforting becomes our part of our efforting, of our action, when you have action with effort, And I'm talking about strife, and I'm talking about striving, and I'm talking about that word stress. Because when, you know, when we introduce efforting into action, we introduce stress and resistance, and we all know trouble, you know, around the bend. Isn't it interesting? I don't know if you've recognized this too, and of course I'm a big TED head, a TED fan, TED.com, a fantastic website, app, if you guys haven't checked it out. We're just sort of the leading edge thinkers of our planet, talk about interesting topics in science and art. But they've been talking a lot about stress and the connection to every disease. Have you noticed that? It's like, okay.
Direct connect. And if you think about people that you know, like I was just hearing a story yesterday about a friend who, oh, my friend just passed away from a heart attack, and then his daughter had cancer and his job was, he got fired and this and that and the other thing. And I'm like, oh, stress, you know, I mean, it's just direct.
It's real. There. It's real. And the body and the cells that are living energy beings. I mean, we have this community of, what, 60 trillion cells or whatever the number is, you know, communicating and talking to each other. These are living energy pockets that are communicating. And when they, when they're told to hold this resistance and this stress by our mental and spiritual focus, it's going to take a toll on this community. And I think that part of the jewel of law of attraction and understanding spiritual principles is it really gives you an incentive and permission to let it go. Let it go. Yes, you're co-creating your reality, but there's a lot more folks and energies that are doing it with you, for you, as you. And so this idea of having to control circumstances is really one that we have to let go so that our bodies can relax and really do what they're meant to do, which is, you know, function on the physical level and not be holding all this resistance. So we really want to embrace what is, call it perfect, and, you know, and dig for silver, dig for that silver lining, dig for something where we can refocus our energies and say, I know this is going somewhere. And then really be discerning as to when we act. And I know, Heather, actually, you said this to me, and I quote you all the time. You had said, you know, I don't respond to uninspired action. Tell me more about that. Do you remember when you said that?
When you said, I don't respond to, what did you say? I couldn't hear you there.
Uninspired action.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just really am more aware of, do I feel in alignment with this action right now? And I notice when I push something, I resist the whole way through anyway. It's like wasted time.
Right. Nothing great comes out of it, right?
Yeah. Nothing great comes out of it. Even when it's something as simple as exercising. If I go unhappily to the gym and I just can't get into it, I just leave. Because I know what it feels like when I am there willingly and lovingly and loving it. So it's just really important to pay attention and listen to what feels right in that moment. And it's a discipline for me, because I used to say yes to everything and do things and then complain about them.
Yeah, exactly. Or my favorite is like go to yoga and pull a muscle. You know what I mean? It's like something truly out of alignment there, you know, that when we're rushing to meditation, you know, like we're trying to get to the meditation, we're trying to push, even when we're doing things that are supposed to be good for us. When we introduce efforting into action, we really end up pushing against the universe. Good luck with that. You know, it's doable. I mean, you can get a lot done with efforting. Let's face it. We look at our world and a lot of stuff gets done with efforting. We're not saying that it doesn't work. It's just the price is so high when you introduce efforting into action and you really have to push against the universe and you have to make it happen. And what happens is, I think that we're realizing through the energy changes on our planet that the cost of that efforting is getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
You know, and in the meantime, there's this gorgeous new technology that's being introduced to us through these leading edge teachers like Abraham that we talk about every week. Leading edge teachers saying, hey, there's this new technology here that really makes it much easier for you to get what you want. And it makes it fun. And the journey is good. And oh, yeah, by the way, you came here to have a good time. So you can go ahead and do that thing, you know, that efforting, that pushing, that making it happen, that stressing out and getting the disease and pulling the muscle. And you can do that. Good luck. You know, it's all good. But you don't have to. And right here is this way for us to understand that inspired action comes from an internal guidance system that we have to get in touch with. I mean, unless you practice that connection to source, to divinity, to that which you know is the broader you, you're not going to know what's inspiring, right? So I think number one is, how are we connecting to our broader self on a daily, moment-to-moment basis? And then what does inspired action feel like?
One of the things that I noticed too is it's a lot of it has to do with my attitude and my focus on a mental level. Because when I pretend like I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation right now, and I know that feeling, and we all know that feeling of when we let go, when we're on vacation, we're not at home, we can't do the laundry, we can't check the mail, we can't, you know, do the things that our chores around the house, we're not there. And we just have this more ease about it. And so if I take the attitude of I'm on vacation every day, even when I'm home, everything is different for me.
I love that. Every day is Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the same stuff that I'm doing, but it's the way I'm thinking about it, and it's the way I'm breathing, and it's the way I'm being in my body. It's the way I'm being centered and present and taking my time and enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
You know, and I think what part of this too is just trusting the law, trusting that if something feels good, feels inspired, feels like you can't not make me get this, you know, happening. That inspired action means that there's rendezvous points that are being orchestrated for you in order for the resources of the planet, relationships, money, circumstances, just line up, bing, 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 bing. Yeah, and there might be a little contrast along the way, because that makes it interesting, right? That makes it colorful. So it doesn't mean that just because you take inspired action that you're not going to hit contrast. Oh, no. Right? That's part of the love. That's part of the, hey, let's really figure out what we want here. It's not a party all the way through, but it feels so much different though when contrast happens and you're doing what you love to do versus when contrast happens and you're already doing what you hate doing. You know, then it really feels like a burden. So what we want to do in this hour is to just remember our processes when we take action and when something is efforting, and then how to stop efforting. Because we were talking before the show, this idea of big yeses versus little yeses. And, you know, my friend Janice Campbell talks about this too, is that, you know, you want to be most of your day in your big yeses. But a lot of us get caught up in our little teeny yeses, and we end up doing kind of sort of what we want, but not really. And now we've got no time for any big yes, you know? So that's the other thing is can we put down the little yeses, which are efforting, which are saying, I got to do this, I got to make this happen. Can you be brave enough to put that down and say, you know what, I got to make some space for who I really am. I can't just be doing all this running around and making it happen. So we're going to listen to a little bit of the Abrahams and just talk more about discernment, spiritual discernment, on how it is that I orchestrate my day to stay in alignment and really, you know, be guided by broader knowing so that I can truly not only have what I want, but enjoy my way to it, which is even more important. All right, here we go. Let's listen to a little bit. And again, we're listening to a small little morsel, a little appetizer of Abraham. And we encourage you to go to their website and buy everything that they have ever recorded at abraham-hicks.com. We love them. We think that this is some miraculous teaching, and we're excited to share it with you. Here we go.
Me too. I stick myself in something because I see these flashes, I think, from my own vortex about doing things with animals, applying the things I've learned. But I get confused because how much effort is required on my part to do things?
Well, action, yes, but effort, let's define effort. Effort is action with the presence of resistance. And you know that because when you try to turn a knob, the more resistance that is on the knob, the harder it is to turn and the more effort it requires. So effort is action with the presence of resistance. So are you talking about effort or action?
Well, this is the thing I'm confused about because I'm thinking about...
Well, just start your sentence over again because you were offering a very clear picture of how you're feeling. So just start over as if you just sat down and use the word action instead of effort and see if it fits. How does action fit in to all of this? And we want to say inspired action is a really big part of it because it's so delicious to act. When you have managed to find the frequency so that you're realizing the clarity that's flowing to you, then the impulse to act is pleasurable. But if you're using the action to compensate for a vibration that you didn't get lined up, now it takes more. In fact, there's not enough. And then you get tired and overwhelmed and frustrated and confused.
It's a bit like the previous speaker said, there's too many options.
Yes.
And too many things presenting themselves. And then I get stuck.
But you see, the thing is, we want to clear that up right now. There are not too many options. You are really picky. You're really, really, really picky. You've been selectively sifting, and your vortex is specific. You just need to realize the specifics of it by getting general enough and free of the resistance, which is what is causing the confusion, so that you can realize the clarity and the precision that you put there. Give us an example of what overwhelms or confuses you. You said it a couple of times here. For example.
Let me see.
Because say there are too many things to choose from, and we say, well, let's break this down. Let's say that...
And we are going to break it down, but we got to take a break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio. Heather and I'll be back after the break with more delicious information on how to discern action versus effort. We'll be right back.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold. Let it go.
When listeners like you contribute to the Unity Online Radio Network, you're making a positive difference in your life and the lives of other spiritual seekers. To contribute, visit www.unity.fm and make a one-time donation or sign up for monthly contributions. Thank you for your support.
Have you ever considered that everything you think and say is a prayer to the universe? Are you sending a positive or negative message? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how you can activate your own power of yes. Using affirmative prayer or positive intention can make a big difference in the way you think, feel, and live. If you want help moving from chaos to clarity in relationships, health, prosperity, or work, this is the place for you. We'll have some how-to suggestions about how you can say yes more often from this point forward. Talk with Beverly Molander and her guest live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Now return to Everyday Attraction and the Metaphysical Porch with your spiritual neighbor, Ray Zander. Have a sit, get something to sip, and let's get real. Spiritual.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ray, and...
I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm muted. I'm like, Hesmer!
Oh, I just wanted to... we listened just a little bit before the... at the end of the last break. And there was such delicious information. Even before we go back to more, I wanted to talk about it a little bit. So this idea, oh gosh, I love it when Abraham just sort of starts to hit a type of momentum that I just find so delicious, where they just break down these themes and these definitions so clearly, you know. And you heard it in that last segment where they said action plus resistance equals effort. And when we know what happens with effort, it leads to stress. And stress, as we talked about earlier, leads to all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, you know, you can do this. You can, it's totally, you know, you're so free, you can choose bondage. You're so free, you can choose stress, but there's another way. And didn't you love that discernment of, oh, well, efforting means I have resistance in this action.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear.
It makes it easier to discern.
Yeah. And to trust the law. And this is the next step that said, okay, that's what is happening here. But can I now release resistance? And how do I do that? I mean, how do I, if I know inspired action is the only way that I want to live my life, and inspired action means it's delicious to act, you know, you find that frequency where the impulse to act is pleasurable. Okay, raise your hand. Last time you did something that was pleasurable. And said, this is my divine inspiration. This is what God is really pulling me to do. But, you know, how do we release resistance so we can get to that inspired action? You know, so much of us are doing what they talked about in that segment, using action as a way to make up for our lack of alignment.
Yeah. Which was, it's not going to take us to alignment.
Right?
We're right? Not going to act ourselves there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a matter of, you know, are we willing to stop what we're doing in that moment and do something else? I mean, that's to me the easiest thing to do. Obviously, there's multiple ways that we can deal with it in that moment. But one of the easiest things to do is just to stop everything.
Yeah.
Just take a break.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they say, you know, go general, which is, again, another tool that we have in our metaphysical tool belt that we all walk around as we are artists of vibration. And we say, ah, time to go general. I've gotten too caught up in all the specifics here. I need to back up and remember my general well-being. I'm breathing. The sun came up. Food is growing. I can walk on to, I can walk on the street and gravity is still holding me to the ground. You know, things are in order. So I wanted to, you know, really kind of focus on that sort of well-being and really get my vibrational alignment grips from there. You know, and then I can go back and start to discern what is going to be inspired action and what is not. But, you know, one thing they talked about in that segment, too, is this idea that we have too many options. And we hear this. I hear this a lot in my own life and people that I counsel with is like, oh, there's just too many options. There's too many choices. I don't know which to do. And that really what they were saying right there is a false premise, because your vortex is very specific. You know what you want. You know, wasn't that kind of relieving in a way?
I think it's relieving, and it's also confusing, because a lot of people are probably saying to us right now, but I don't know what I want. And I think for some of us, I think it's overstimulation and being so disconnected from what feels good.
Yes.
That we're not sure what we want sometimes.
And that really is the key to this whole trip. I mean, unless you are taking time to connect with your inner being, maybe 1,000 times a day, I don't know, depending on where the momentum is, that disciplined action is so critical, because if source spirit is whispering into your ear all day long, but you are too busy flooding the airwaves with distractions and other noise, it's going to be really here. It's going to be more difficult to hear that still, soft voice that says,
yeah,
come this way, come this way. It's not a shout.
It's a whisper.
It's a whisper. Now, the universe can shout at you, but it's usually when you're pretty deep into resistance and you got some serious contrast coming up and you got a diagnosis. Well, that's the universe kind of shouting back at you. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we whispered and we whispered and you didn't listen. And now we're shouting. Your body is breaking down. You know, this is a challenge. And in a way, I kind of appreciate the physical world giving me information. It's not a judgment. Back up. It's not like you're wrong. It's not like you did it wrong. Release the judgment. That's not helpful. But it is important to say, wow, how did I get here? Isn't this interesting? It not, you know, oh, I can't believe I did this to myself again. Ex-nay. it's like, oh, wow, isn't this interesting? I wasn't paying attention because nothing comes out of the blue. When people say, oh, it came out of the blue, it just, as Abraham would say, came out of the oblivious because you weren't paying attention to that alignment, to that connection, so that you could hear the whisper, that you could get the direction, so that you could release the resistance, so that the action point would be so clear. And you know what? I want to say this is really practical spirituality. This is not some sort of airy-fairy stuff, because if infinite intelligence is available to you, but you're too busy trying to find something outside in the world, that's just crazy, you know, because infinite intelligence is available to you inside when you turn within, and that skill set you can get better and better and better at, where you are tapping into not only your own inner being, but that which your inner being presides in, that larger space of infinite intelligence. That's where the Abrahams hang out. That's where all solutions hang out. So it is really practical. If you're a business person and you've got 50 things to do today, it really makes sense to take 10 minutes and connect in with source and get a clear, you know, information from infinite intelligence where the best action is going to be for you. And you can feel it. See, that's the thing that I love, is much like the dog can hear 1,000 times better than a human and, you know, all that. We can, our capability is to feel vibration and to feel intention and opportunity. So if we can tune into, oh, I really, of the 50 calls that I need to make, that one, and that one feel really exciting to me, you know, and use that as a, you know, a clue as to how to take infinite intelligence and bring it in into the real world, and allow the prosperity and allow the things that you have wanted, your specific vortex to present. That's kind of a nice, it's a good business, you know, practice. You know.
And it's going to save you so much more than the 10 minutes you're spending with it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, your day, you could probably get an 8 hours worth of work done in 4 because you're so aligned and you're so following what feels good, and it just smooth and flows so easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your vortex is very clear. You have asked and it has given. And so that vortex, and again, for those of you who are not familiar with the Abraham terms, what we mean by vortex and what they talk about it is this place to which everything you have asked for exists vibrationally and is waiting for your alignment in order to present itself into the physical world. So it's really all the good stuff. You know, it's your warehouse of good stuff that you have asked for and experiences that you want. And truly, it just waits in this sort of vibrational holding. Never going away. You can never miss it. You can never lose it. You can never wait too long and it's not there anymore. It does shift and change, though. Your vortex can move and shift and to the point where it gets, you know, it's up to date with you. That's what I love about this vortex. It's not like what I wanted 10 years ago was hanging out waiting to present itself. Unless it's fresh today, unless it's something that I've asked for today, the vortex is very up to date with who you are and who you've become, more importantly. What I love about the vortex is actually your future self waiting to become you. Isn't that cool? I love that. It's like the future me waving, going, anytime you're ready, I'm good. I want to come in and play.
Yeah. But, and it's funny, they're talking about the old you. Well, I found that there's certain things that I wanted as a kid that I still want, but I kind of like let myself forget about. And it's like, oh my gosh, I always wanted that when I was a kid, and I still do. You know, like it's just like I forgot who I was.
Exactly. But if it's your true self, if it's that deep wanting, that sort of true desire, it will still be there, and it will come and, you know, and present itself in delicious ways that apply to who you are today, that fit the life that you've created, that might not be the childlike version, but be the updated version of who you are. And trusting the vortex and its clarity. There's a clean, clear understanding. And my job, our job, is to really reduce the amount of noise in the channel so that the clarity of the vortex can speak itself, can say, go this way, go that way, you know, make this call, make. And one of the processes that I love that Esther Abraham has given us is the placemat process. Do you remember that one, Heather?
Yeah,
it's a good one. So it's called the placemat process because it happened in like a restaurant where Esther was having a day of overwhelmment, and there was just so much to do, and she tapped into her broader knowing, Abraham, and they said, "Well, take the placemat in front of you, a white, you know, restaurant placemat, and put it in two, you know, divide it in half, and on one side put the things that are inspired, that you really want to do." And the stuff that you think you have to do or someone will die. You know what I mean? It's that stuff like, oh, I have to do this, where you can't get away from the momentum of that stuff. So just put that on. The rest of it, put on the universal manager's list. Did you know you had a universal manager? Oh, yeah. You should meet him or her or it or them. The universal manager is that which is in the vortex, that alignment of rendezvous points. And so, of course, you know, she put the 10 items that were doable and also inspired on one side, on the other side, gave to the universe. And the result of the placemat process is that she got everything done on the list with very little effort, because she tapped into the alignment. And I just think that is such an exciting process.
And such a relief to hand something off, knowing that it is going to be okay. You can hand it off and trust.
You can.
Not worry about it.
Right. But here's the tricky part. You cannot midday go to the universal manager's list and say, hey, you didn't get that thing done yet. You know, you can't be
managing. You can't micromanage the universal manager? Is that what you're saying?
I'm basically saying you can't. you cannot send them 10 emails a day saying, where is this? Where is this? Where is this? Because you're introducing resistance and therefore they can't, you know, get their job done. So I think that's the part of it too, is truly trusting that releasing and saying, this is not mine to do. It means that there are other forces that are going to come together and make this happen. And really, again, trusting those forces and saying yes to them in a big way. So we're going to go back and listen to a little bit more of this action versus effort segment. Again, this is a delicious Abraham workshop, and we encourage you with all our hearts, minds, and pocketbooks to go to the abraham-hicks.com website and purchase this entire series for yourself. This is Cancun, which just recently happened, and it's week one. And oh, that whole series is just so amazing. So treat yourself to that. And then better yet, they just booked another land cruise for March of next year. Let's all go. What do you think? I would love that. Okay, here we go.
So fun.
You have everything in the world to choose from, which seems overwhelming. And then you just start at a very general place and you say, well, there are things that feel good to me and things that don't feel good to me. Well, you've just eliminated 50% of the choices.
That's true.
That was fast. And then there are things that I'm drawn to and things that I'm not drawn to. That eliminates it further. And there are things that feel good to me and there are things that don't. And there are things that inspire me and there are things that don't. And there are things that evoke clarity and enthusiasm from me and there are things that bore me. And there, in other words, if you just keep reminding yourself that you are a discerner and have been, you have no problem choosing. We think that your problem is believing that you have the right to choose, and even more, that once you choose it, it will come.
Yeah, maybe that if you choose something, you miss something else or miss an opportunity.
But we want to ask you, if there are all of these choices and what you choose pleases you, then what possible difference could it make that you didn't choose something else that pleased you when what you chose pleased you? You see what we're getting at?
Yeah.
If I feel good right now, then what difference does it make what I'm using as my object of attention that's causing this good feeling, since the reason I choose everything is for the good feeling?
I think that's the sense I'm getting. If I can be appreciative of where I am and what I am and what I'm doing, I'm sort of afraid that the things that I see glimpses of won't appear or won't happen. So I want to be being more appreciative of that.
That's really a good key. Appreciation, rampages of appreciation, lists of positive aspects. Nothing could serve you better than that. But there is something stuck in your vibrational craw, and you're not alone on this, and that is maybe I don't know for sure what I want. And we say, you don't know for sure everything that you're ever going to want. You never will know in any moment in time for sure everything that you will ever want. But you know enough to make this a really powerful and pleasing moment. Yeah. And then the other thing that's stuck in most of your vibrational craws is, once I identify it and I get my vibrational heart set on it, then it might disappoint me. And we say, that cannot happen. If you set your vibration on something, it must come. And if it hasn't been coming, it's because you have got your vibration set somewhere else. So if you can get to the vibrational essence of why you want what you want, it has to come. It will come in some form.
Yum! You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio. We got to take a break. When we come back, more delicious knowing.
There is peace. There is quiet.
Reverend Paulette's mantra is, "It's all a prayer." Tune in every Tuesday as Unity Minister Paulette Pipe leads you in meditation and prayer on Touching the Stillness. Make no mistake, this is not nap time. With an energy that will captivate you, Touching the Stillness will guide you in deep meditation, leaving you enlivened. Hear astounding meditations and learn more about different forms of meditation. Enrich your prayer life as Reverend Paulette, Senior Minister of Touching the Stillness Ministries, affirmatively prays with power and authority by taking live prayer requests from callers like you. Whether you have a prayer request for yourself or for a loved one or are ready for a deepened meditation experience, make sure you tune in on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, where we'll be joining in consciousness with the unceasing prayer activity of the Silent Unity 24/7 Prayer Ministry at Unity Village. That's Touching the Stillness with Reverend Paulette Pipe every Tuesday right here on Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Letting go in the stillness.
Is there a difference between the spiritual teachings you know and how you live your life? Does your day-to-day experience reflect what you truly value? Are you ready to receive your life and live the gift that you are? Join Janice Campbell, licensed Unity teacher, author, and coach, each week as she shares inspiration and tools to help you identify and dissolve the limiting beliefs that prevent you from living the fullest expression of what you are. Talk with Janice live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central on Receive Your Life, only on Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold.
You've been listening to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. To learn more, become a fan of our Facebook page. Search for Everyday Attraction or email us at everydayattraction@unity.fm. Your comments and participation are sincerely welcomed.
Welcome back to the show here on Everyday Attraction. We're on our metaphysical porch. Oh, this is such good stuff. I tell you, this is practical information, people. You can take this with you to work today. So that last, they're on such a rampage on this one, don't you think?
It's great. Oh, my gosh.
So good.
And it reminds me, this company I'm working with, the owner of the company has been talking about this happiness thing. So everyone is on this happiness bandwagon. And it just, during the segment, it just made me realize that happiness is the same thing as feeling good. And so many people have spent so much of their time trying to figure out, you know, what happened to them as a child and how to fix this and how to fix that and going like this kind of, you know, different methodology. And he was just saying, really, it's as simple as being happy. And what does it take to be happy? And just make it simpler. And so it's kind of exciting to know that big companies are on the forefront of this as well, even if it's a different languaging.
Yeah.
But it's the same vibration.
It is that knowing that, you know, true energy. I mean, think about it from a metaphysical or even a physics perspective. If energy is unobstructed, it moves faster, it moves more efficient, mm-hmm. and it gets to where it wants to go easier. I mean, we really can think about this from the physical terms and from this understanding. So if energy, and everything is energy, good business is energy, money mm-hmm. is energy, hitting, you know, your marks, energy, getting out of the way and letting that bullet train move through in a way that is unobstructed, it is really fun. And everybody wants to ride that train. And that does feel like happiness. And I think it's good to kind of tie emotions to it. What does it feel like? And allowing, I mean, what a revolutionary breakthrough that to have a great business, you know, your employees need to be happy. Ooh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Felt the earth shake right there. But you know what? The other question that happened in that last segment was, do I know what feels good to me? Oh boy. We talked about that before where, mm-hmm. you know, we get so used to making stress and anxiety normal. We have normalized stress and anxiety to the point where we don't even know what feels good. And that's when people say, I don't know what I want. It's like, yes, you do. You just haven't gotten enough of the resistance out of the way to hear or know and feel, you know, what's been there the whole time. So I think that that's a big, you know, part of it. And I love the litmus test they just gave us in that last segment is, you know, you've got all these things you have to do. Oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I got all these things to do. No, you don't. No, you don't. You know, look at it. What are you drawn to? What are you drawn to and what are you not drawn to? There's half the list gone. You know what I mean? Are you bold enough? Can you really step into this divine knowing and say, all right, I'm not drawn to half the stuff off the list. I don't know how it's going to get done. Not my work. Universal manager, I have at it, you know?
And what a relief to let it go.
Oh my gosh.
Because how long have you been struggling with it? You know, it's those things that we really don't enjoy doing that just seem to hang on and just sit there and nag at us.
They're life suckers.
Yeah, they're life suckers.
I think that the big tragedy there is you never have time to actually get to the stuff that you're here to do. That is
like your big yeses you were talking about earlier. And I was thinking, well, a lot of us might not even know what our big yeses are. Have we even sat down and discerned the difference between the big yeses when we're so busy with the little yeses all the time, you know?
Yeah. And to me, you know, the real stepping into this, the real, I am going to commit, if we've been talking about, I'm going to commit to this, is turning the little yeses into no's. Ooh, baby. That is some, I just got some chills. Abrahams are like, yeah. You know, can you step out and commit and say, if it's not a big yes, it's a no, but thank you. And so the other question too is, you know, what you're doing, feel inspirational? Does it inspiring you? Well, there goes another quarter of the list, right? You know, what makes you feel clear and enthusiastic when you look at it? Well, now you really get down to the nitty gritty of what's yours to do. What's yours to do, and that doesn't mean the rest of the stuff isn't going to get done. It's just not you. It's the universe is going to knock it out for you. You know, but here is the juggernaut that I think in this whole segment was just so brilliant. Is that the issue is we don't believe we have the right to choose, and then when we choose it, that it will come. Ooh, resistance, right? You know. Yeah, there it is. There it is, the big. Do you believe you have the right to choose what is yours to do? Do you believe that you have the right to choose to be in alignment, to be in divine knowing? Do you believe that you have the worthiness? Are you worthy enough? Is that where this issue is? Because I think that's so much of claiming what is mm-hmm. ours to do, is believing that I am in righteousness.
Yeah.
To choose what is mine authentically, and that it is righteous, you know, to believe that and to know it, and that I am supported by the universe in that knowing, and it will come. It will come. You know, there is that I think this is really an old momentum I know that I picked up in my childhood. It's like, well, I don't want to want it too much because I don't want to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we just like break that down for a minute? What the?
Or jinx it. People say, I don't want to jinx it.
By wanting it too much or thinking about it too much. It's like, oh boy, there's some.
Or talking about it.
Oh, wow. Talk about false premises amok, right? One false premise after another. First of all, let's talk about what disappointment is. Let's talk about the actual energy of disappointment. What that is, and this comes straight from the Abrahams, is that disappointment means in the moment you're telling yourself you can't have something that the universe has already said you could have. It's yours. In that moment, you're saying, I can't have this. And the universe is saying, oh, yes, you can. And that feeling of the universe yes and you thinking no, is the very experience of disappointment. That's the energy. So stop saying you can't have it. Now, it might come in a different package. It might come in a different essence. It might come in a different flavor. But the universe knows, clarifies, understands what it is that you want. So when you're having disappointment, just stop yourself for a moment and saying, wow, I am disagreeing with broader knowing. I am disagreeing in this moment with infinite intelligence. Good luck with that, right? I'm going to take a breath and I'm going to stop arguing for my limitations.
Yeah.
And disappointment lifts like a blanket off of you. It just goes, oh, I have no place here.
That's huge.
It's huge, isn't it? It's just so exciting. So go ahead and jump into your dreams and talk about them and act as if, and disappointment, you can deal with it in the moment.
And one of my soapbox things you kind of talked about a little bit was this worthiness piece. And there was this mentor I had when I was younger that had this affirmation, I love myself and I deserve to have it all. And I really loved that affirmation. And then one day I thought about it and I'm like, well, do I have to deserve to have it or can I just have it? Do I need to deserve something or do I just, because I'm choosing it or I'm choosing to be here, it's my right, you know, it's a birthright. And so I think that's really important too, is that when we feel like we have to deserve something, that there's some effort involved that we have to do or be XYZ in order to deserve this thing that we desire, then there's that pressure, you know, and the stress that comes with it. But if we just feel like it's our right to have it, there's no, you know, there's no resistance there. It's just there.
Yes. I think you really hit on the higher vibration right there. You really, because even though that saying was powerful, you got even deeper to the higher vibration of that core, because deservability kind of like has a darker lining to it, because it does have at some point that there could be something you don't deserve, right?
Right.
So I think by pulling that word out, I think that you really hit on sort of a higher vibrational understanding of that notion. And I really got, you know, just in that last moment, the connection between what's right and your righteousness, that there is this, like, you have a right because you are in righteous alignment with the divine. You know, this is your birthright. This isn't something you have to negotiate or earn or be good enough. This whole good enough thing, man. Ah, it's just, you're good enough to be who you are. Boom, done. You know, no college degree, no seminar, not even any of this, you know, striving to expand. It's like, you have the right to be who you are, and you're good at what, at who you are. See, you're already good at your authentic self. Isn't that fantastic? You're good at what you're authentically here to do. And it might be new things that you're learning, but you're just innately good at them. And yeah, you might have to learn some new techniques. You might have to learn some new ways to do things. You might have to learn some new languages, but you're good at it. You're good at it and you can feel the flow. Have you ever had that experience where you're just good at something, and they call it beginner's luck or whatever, but I think it's just, oh no, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm here to do. And it feels so exciting to say yes to that in a deep way. And that is that worthiness coming back and claiming it and really claiming it. And I know we've been talking about in weeks past the work of Brené Brown, who has this fantastic TED talk on shame. And really, she talks about how, you know, not understanding this worthiness part can really rob you of not only your authenticity and what you're here to do, but joy. Joy, because you can't have joy and even love if you don't think you're worthy of it, if you don't think that you're good enough for it. And it just becomes a real big fat resistance. And it's such a lie, you know, it's such a lie if you step back and think about the miraculousness of your life and the fact that you are here in this beautiful body on this crazy planet in the middle of this universe spinning somewhere, like something bigger than you has got you. You know, so this idea that somehow we have to prove even beyond that, it is really, I think, a consciousness we want to kick to the curb and just say enough of that. The fact that I'm breathing is enough to call who I am and what I am worthy. And now I can step into the righteousness of that worthiness and just say yes and let all the chatter and the yeah buts and who do you think you are and bye-bye, you know, bye-bye. You know, the who do you think you are? I've had that experience. I think many of us have.
Yeah.
And I think if you
probably
can,
all of us.
All of us have, right? And I think what's so interesting about the who do you think you are in that moment, you can take it as an opportunity to claim who you are. Oh, yeah, I know who I am. Do you? Because someone who's asking who do you think you are doesn't know who they are. Isn't that beautiful? You know, there's this moment where like, I know who I am. But clearly, because you are intimidated by that in any way, shape, or form, it just means that you don't know who you are. And that, I pray for you, because it is so important to know who you are. And we can change that dynamic, you know, and really understand what's happening there. And, you know, give an opportunity to remember who we are. And that we do deserve to excel, you know. This sort of fear of acceleration that I might fall. Yeah.
Well, and you were talking about the things that you're good at or not come naturally. A lot of times people poo-poo themselves thinking there has to be effort involved to be good at something. So if something comes really easy, they almost bypass that as an option of something that they're here for, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, that was too easy.
It's right. Too easy.
Can't be easy. I have to suffer. Yeah.
Or they make it look for something bigger. Oh, it's got to be, you know, something profound or something really big that just shows up in this big way. But it's a lot of times that thing that's so naturally easy and flows through you that we bypass.
Yeah. And I think really, you know, that practice again of going inside and saying, this is mine to do. And this is something my mother, brother, sister, cousin think I need to do. You know, I think discerning is so important in that way, because I think we've been told through our different experiences and different relationships who we should be. And being able to claim who we are is such a major expansion on the spiritual side. It's a real evolution in our spiritual relationship with the divine to let all the chatter go, to let all the expectations go, and really tune into what is mine to do, what am I inspired to do, what am I drawn to do, and trust that those naysayers or the people who think that you should be something different, or maybe there's a lot of people who are, you know, looking to you to be a certain way in order for their life to go well, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot, yeah, right? All the hands raise up. Yeah, wow, they're expecting me. They're expecting me to be this, and this. But what we have to understand is that when you align with your broader knowing and the truth of who you are, all that other stuff gets taken care of.
Yeah.
They're not going to be left high and dry, you know? They're actually going to be having an opportunity to claim their own inner being and their own inner knowing and their own inner resources. And there's not a bigger gift you can give to someone to say, I'm not going to worry about you because you are connected just like I am. And we don't have to be jumping around pretending that I'm saving you and you're saving me. That's a mess. That's just a mess. Well, we've actually come to the end of our hour. And Heather, thank you so much for sitting on this metaphysical porch with me and rocking back and really looking at and how we can take these laws into our everyday life. And love you so much and thank you. And if anyone would like to connect with Heather, she actually does one-on-one coaching and counseling with folks. And you can check out her website at resetyourmindset.net. Is that still the right website?
That's correct. Okay. Resetyourmindset.net.
Good.
Oh, and it's so great to feel into that essence of flow and love and light that we all are. And just to feel, I feel everyone that's listening to this, even though they haven't even heard it yet, I can feel you. So it's just really fun to come together in this way. Just a joy.
Yeah. And everyone's to-do list got real short today because we're only going to do that which we are called inspired to do, and the rest. Thank you, Universal Manager. All is well.
Be on vacation.
Be on vacation. Every day is Saturday. We love you all and have a great week. We'll see you next time on Everyday Attraction.
Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. Join host Ray Zander every Friday at noon Central Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended to live. Everyday Attraction is a part of the Align Radio Network at www.alignradio.com and sponsored by Send Out Cards. Check out www.sendoutcards.com/attraction. Are you ready for deeper spiritual breakthroughs? Have you wondered how to apply spiritual principles to your everyday life in practical ways? Do you feel your soul is calling you to deeper purposes? Join Reverend Galen McDowell live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central for Truth Transforms, a discussion on how God within you, as you, is the power to transform your life. If you really believe that consciousness determines your experiences and that you are an individualized expression of God, join us as we help awaken and transform the consciousness of humanity. We will discuss, through lecture, live interviews, and call-in questions, spiritual healing, prayer, prosperity, forgiveness, new thought views about eternal life, and much more. The world is waiting for your truth transformation, only on Unity Online Radio. Does the idea of being a vegetarian or a vegan intrigue you? Is it something you've pondered? Listen each week as Victoria Moran, author of Main Street Vegan, shows you how to make the shift to a sustainable lifestyle for both you and the planet. Each week you'll learn about the latest on the vegan life. It's not just for celebrities and moguls, but for people just like you who want to look and feel amazing, eat extraordinary food, help animals, and create a physical body perfectly attuned to spiritual growth. Guests will range from Unity ministers to vegan authors, activists, physicians, chefs, and even some of those glittery celebs. There'll be recipes, ideas, tips for going vegan at your own pace, and ways to make a difference for animals and the planet at every meal. Tune in Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central Time for Main Street Vegan, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.